Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Model Training and Evaluation. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Tools and Techniques in AI in the AI Engineering for Quality Assurance Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore the phases of training, validation, and testing AI models, as well as the metrics for evaluating their performance. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the model training lifecycle and apply appropriate evaluation metrics to assess AI models effectively. Main content phases of training, validation, and testing. The model training lifecycle consists of three critical phases: training, validation, and testing. Each phase plays a distinct role in ensuring that your AI model performs well in real-world scenarios. Training phase. This is where the magic begins. During the training phase, the model learns from a training dataset, which consists of input-output pairs. The aim is to minimize the difference between the predicted output and the actual output. Think of this as teaching a student by showing them examples. The more examples you provide, the better they become at understanding the subject. In AI, this is achieved through algorithms that adjust model parameters based on the error of predictions. Validation phase. After training, the model's performance is evaluated using a separate validation dataset. This dataset is different from the training dataset and allows you to test how well the model generalizes to new, unseen data. It's like a mock exam for the student before the final test during validation. Hyperparameters. Settings that govern the training process may be fine-tuned to improve performance. This step helps to prevent overfitting, where the model learns the training data too well but fails to perform on new data. Testing phase. Finally, the model is tested on an entirely new dataset, called the test dataset. The purpose of this phase is to assess the model's real-world performance. It's crucial to ensure that the model has not only memorized the training data but can also make accurate predictions on new examples. This phase provides the most reliable measure of how the model will perform once deployed. By understanding these phases, you can effectively manage your AI model's training process and ensure it meets the necessary quality standards. Metrics for evaluating AI models. Once your model has been trained and tested, it is essential to evaluate its performance using various metrics. These metrics provide insight into the model's predictive capabilities and help you make informed decisions about its deployment. Here are some key evaluation metrics commonly used in AI. Accuracy. This is the most straightforward metric, representing the proportion of correct predictions made by the model compared to the total predictions. While useful, accuracy can be misleading, especially in cases of imbalanced datasets where one class dominates. Precision and recall. Precision measures the number of true positive predictions divided by the number of true positives and false positives. It indicates how many of the predicted positive cases were actually positive. Recall, on the other hand, measures the number of true positive predictions divided by the number of true positives and false negatives, indicating how well the model identifies all relevant instances. These metrics are particularly useful in scenarios where false positives and false negatives have different costs. F1 score. The F1 score is the harmonic mean of precision and recall. It provides a balance between the two metrics and is especially valuable when you need a single score to evaluate the model's performance. The F1 score is particularly useful in situations where the classes are imbalanced. ROC AUC score. The receiver operating characteristic curve, ROC, plots the true positive rate against the false positive rate at various threshold settings. The area under the curve, AUC, provides an aggregate measure of performance across all classification thresholds. A higher AUC score indicates a better performing model. Mean squared error, MSE, for regression problems. MSE is a common metric. It quantifies the average squared difference between predicted and actual values, allowing you to assess the model's prediction accuracy. Lower MSE values indicate better performance. By leveraging these evaluation metrics, you can gain a clear understanding of your model's strengths and weaknesses, allowing you to make necessary adjustments before deployment. Conclusion: in this lesson, we discussed the critical phases of training, validation, and testing in the model training lifecycle, and we explored various metrics for evaluating AI models. Understanding these concepts is essential for ensuring the effectiveness of your AI solutions in real-world applications. As you continue through this course, you will build upon these foundational skills to further enhance your proficiency in AI engineering. Reflection questions: how does the validation phase help prevent overfitting in AI models? In what scenarios might you prioritize precision over recall when evaluating a model's performance? How can the ROC-AUC score provide insights into model performance beyond just accuracy? Word count: 1,028 words.